Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 10th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Shrimp Day. Known as the fruit of the sea, these versatile crustaceans can even glow in the dark. Elvis Presley immortalized them in song, reflecting their cultural significance. Enthusiasts can indulge in various preparations, grilled, fried, or chilled, and served in sandwiches, salads, or with cocktail sauce. Feels like a shrimp taco night. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 45 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:54 and will rise again tomorrow at 5:26. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers. And it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 56 and wind of 10 to 13 mph. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and a low around 43. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just before 7:30 a.m., with a high tide just after 2 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be mostly cloudy and cool with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Monday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 65. Tuesday will be partly sunny with a high near 70 in breezy conditions. A chance of showers arise Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, enjoy a weekend filled with unique events. Start with the Somerville Porch Fest on Saturday, where local musicians fill the air with live performances from noon to 6 p.m. If it rains, the event moves to Sunday. Alternatively, the Wachusett Dam opens for a tranquil walk from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., offering stunning reservoir views. On Sunday, Boston Common hosts the Duckling Day Parade, a delightful celebration starting at 10 a.m., featuring children dressed as ducklings, music, and fun activities. Now on to sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Patrick Beverley has been suspended for the first 4 games of the upcoming NBA season without pay. The suspension comes as a result of Beverley throwing a basketball into the stands, striking a fan, during the Bucks' playoff loss to the Indiana Pacers. Beverley has accepted responsibility for his actions and expressed remorse for the incident. This isn't Beverley's first encounter with disciplinary action from the league, as he has a history of on-court altercations and unsportsmanlike conduct. In local sports, Boston Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, remains unconcerned about the recent criticism of star player Jason Tatum's playoff statistics. Stevens emphasized Tatum's overall impact on the game, highlighting his ability to elevate his teammates and contribute in ways that go beyond scoring. While acknowledging a slight dip in Tatum's scoring average during the playoffs, Stevens pointed to his team-leading rebounds and assists, along with his impressive plus-minus rating, as evidence of his positive influence on the court. Stevens believes that focusing solely on scoring statistics overlooks Tatum's valuable contributions as a distributor and leader within the team. The Celtics at home lost to the Cavs 118-94. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Nationals in the first game of a three-game series. And the Bruins are at home for Game 3, taking on the Panthers. That series is tied 1-1. In top news, new research suggests that famed composer Ludwig van Beethoven may have suffered from lead poisoning, potentially contributing to his lifelong health issues, including his well-known deafness. High levels of lead were discovered in authenticated locks of Beethoven's hair, along with elevated levels of arsenic and mercury. While the lead poisoning wasn't deemed severe enough to be the sole cause of death, it's believed to have played a role in his gastrointestinal problems, hearing loss, and other ailments. The source of the lead poisoning is suspected to be a combination of factors, including his consumption of wine and fish, both of which could have been contaminated with lead, arsenic, and mercury during his lifetime. In business news, WeWork, the popular co-working company, has successfully renegotiated its leases in Atlanta as part of its bankruptcy proceedings. The company will continue operating 6 of its 11 locations in the metro Atlanta area, focusing on profitable spaces. 5 unprofitable locations, including its office on the Beltline East Side Trail, will be closed. This move comes as WeWork has reduced its global rent commitments by over $11 billion, aiming for a more sustainable future. The company anticipates emerging from bankruptcy by the end of May, expressing gratitude to landlords for their cooperation during this process. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 63,000. Ethereum is just under 3,000. And Solana is $151. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI, the company behind the popular AI chatbot ChatGPT, is set to announce its new AI-powered search product on Monday. This move directly challenges Google's dominance in the search engine market and intensifies the competition between the two tech giants. OpenAI's search product aims to provide users with more accurate and real-time information by integrating with the web and including citations in its responses. The announcement is strategically timed just before Google's annual conference, where Google is expected to unveil its own AI-related advancements. And in entertainment news, a recent court ruling regarding the use of a video clip in the Tiger King docuseries has raised concerns among filmmakers about the potential limitations on fair use of copyrighted material in documentaries. The court determined that the use of a funeral video excerpt was not transformative enough to qualify as fair use, potentially setting a precedent that could restrict the use of unlicensed footage in documentaries. Filmmakers and industry groups argue that this ruling could have a chilling effect on documentary filmmaking, particularly for projects that rely on archival footage or news clips. They emphasize the importance of fair use for nonfiction storytelling, and warned that the ruling could lead to increased costs and legal challenges for documentarians. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, In honor of National Shrimp Day, our quote comes from everyone's favorite Bubba. Bubba Blue from Forrest Gump.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.